Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey.
Tell him my head, so me had to come back again with the new style. Le, 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 le.
Iyawo mi, iyawo mi, iyawo mi.
Every time I see you, I dey fall in love.
You see, iyawo mi, iyawo mi, iyawo mi.
Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. You do me, do me, do me, do me. Eh, eh.
Like say I don't dey colo.
Man, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever.
Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can see the club together? Make I feel you. Make you feel me. Why one, dance, dance at the club, right, right. Baby girl, can I have your number? Come on, show gotcha for me.
Yawo me, yawo me, yawo me.
Oba Talami,
He calls the scattered to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warnings is the one who is Eshu. You are now listening live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Pudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding. That place from where I begin and that place from where I realize and crystallize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine all-blessed reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Monday, May 19th, 2014, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central, in the legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist Hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick, along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, and minerals. I do invite you to continue to join and support me here at High Noon U.S. Central Standard Time, and always in archive at your leisure and convenience here on Blog Talk Radio. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. And I can be reached, as always, virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of well-documented power and results at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And many of you already know you can commonly reach me on facebook.com/thedivineprince. But if you contact me on Facebook, it is a social network, and I'm going to ask you to send your request by way of email to Divine Prince at houseofthedivineprince.com, which is my website email address at houseofthedivineprince.com. All is indeed and a blessing. I want to begin today by stating clearly, emphatically, without reservation, my agenda is voodoo. I am voodoo. I get up in the morning for voodoo. I lie down at night post-voodoo. Every intention, every desire, and for many of you, I don't know, that takes on a sort of unnatural tone. And in many ways, it is a unnatural lifestyle, particularly in this environment that we exist in here in the West. What many of you take as normal, as regular, as everyday, I don't accept as normal, as regular, as just everyday. What many of you deny I wholeheartedly stand upon. And I stand upon it because of experience, manifestation, and demonstration. So for me, it's all voodoo. Never question my motivation about voodoo, period. Period. And I have sacrificed a lot of self and for self in the name of voodoo. And I feel no negative about that. I feel no qualms, if you will, about that. I don't seek voodoo as a remedy. I utilize voodoo as a remedy. But when things are not going well, it's still voodoo. When things are perfect, it's voodoo. When things are wonderful, it's voodoo. But not just when I'm in a bind, not just when I'm back in a corner, not just when I need something. And that is the spirit of Western culture. That is the philosophy of capitalism, self-indulgence, self-greed, self-benefit, self-pleasure, self-gratification, and instantly, if at all possible, effortlessly, if at all possible. And the very nature of what voodoo is does not exist in that dimensional space. We obviously share the same space you share. We share the same space the Christian share, the Muslim share, the Hindu share, the Rastafarian share, the so-called non-religious share. And we all co-share spiritual space. Whether you believe it or not, whether you understand it or not, whether you can scientifically and chemically make sense of it or not, whether you can mathematically interpret it or not, it is. And it is in that realm that we operate. Voodoo worldwide. I am overwhelmed emotionally right now in a very positive way with the various manifestations of voodoo as I see it in West Africa, in Haiti, in the United States, and its ultimate survival into the future. Many traditions, many practices, many cultures are gravely in danger, if not already wiped from the face of the globe by the advancement of Western culture. And in the context of this conversation, yes, I put Christianity, Judaism, Islam, and all of its various branches into that same basket of Western culture. Many of your desires appear the same. Many of your behaviors appear the same. Many of your languages, your speech appear the same. Your attire even appears the same. Save for the extreme, you know, the burqa and the head veil, and we have that in American, in Western, in European culture as well. But it is not, by and large, the overwhelming majority of the demonstration, if you will, of the Sikh and the spirit of Western culture. But by and large, you are a triune, in my opinion. You share similar space. But when you begin to look at voodoo and its various branches, indigenous practice and its various branches, we are indeed seen as the minority. We are indeed seen as the fringes, if you will, of mainstream society. And as I look forward in my crystal ball, I do not see that remaining the same. Indeed, our day, our time of elevation, our time of regrouping, our time of organizing is upon us. The work is already being done. The foundations are already being done. Those who are in it are already in it. Those who are committed are already committed. There's no left time between real commitment and activity, real commitment and what we do, real commitment and what we say, and our ultimate demonstration. So I'm concerned for those who have not found that place of clarity. Questioning is not a destination. It's not even a stopping point. It is the beginning of a great deal of work, study, initiation, research, practice, homework. It's not a resting spot. It's not a safe zone of uncommittal and uncommitted energy. It's only a breath to actualization of true destiny and true demonstration. Who we are, it already is there. Even in our questioning, who we are is already present. Even in our journey, who we are is already present. Even in our searching. So we are already in a time of immediate actualization. Our technology has brought us to this level. And so consciousness moves light speed ahead of real world manifestation. Once you can think it, once you can see it, once you can visualize it, it's already real within the dimensional space. It's just a matter of then filling in the work to bringing that into present reality, present real eyes, present experience. What's very telling, very easy to observe the movement of energy in ourselves, in each other, and in culture and in society. And many of you are stuck in a place of negative energy. And thus, your only manifestation will be that. Your only awareness will be that. You will not even see the resting spot. You will not even see the oasis. You will not even see the break, the blessing, the gift, because you focus on the negative. And there's not a whole lot anyone outside can do. I learned that for myself when I went through years of depression and years of negative vibration, but I've also learned it in dealing, in interacting, in communing with other people. It's something that has to be turned on from within. And I believe and accept the 12-step philosophy of fake it until you make it. That absolutely works. You can turn on a song, you can read a passage, you can chant a mantra, you can tune in with a crystal. There are many things. You can step out into the sun. Many of you are not getting enough sunlight. I've talked about that. You're not getting enough vitamin D, and you're not getting enough ultraviolet. You're not getting enough of the multitude of things that we get from just light, from just sun. Many of you are invoking Ilegwa and Legba and Eshu today. Out of tradition, out of practice, out of habit, for whatever reason. But let's remember, he represents the light, the sun. Consciousness, stepping out into awareness, doing that and making that a part of your routine, a part of your experience, a part of your daily journey, helps to regenerate that rebuilding, refreshing blessing energy that keeps the doorway open to your real opportunities, to your real blessings. They're not going to come and knock on your door. They're not going to come and pull the covers off of your head while you're tucked in a fetal position in depression in your space, because you're truly recreating and creating your space, particularly in that dark room scenario, figuratively, literally. So I invite you to step out into the light, to be fearless in your pursuit, be fearless in your commitment, and be careful about what we give lip service to and then not follow through with in terms of our activity and our demonstration. And remaining silent is not a out to that law, because every verbal word, communication, action starts in the creative recesses, creative mist of consciousness. It starts with what we're thinking. It starts with what you are believing. It starts with what you are projecting back into creative space. I'm going to take a moment of honor and recognition for Congo Square, Kalamu Ya Salaam, and I will be forward with more Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo secrets and recipes. All is truly and indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Congo Square. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omus Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our hosts, the Omus Indians, they pushed aside our hosts. The colonizers came and pushed aside our hosts and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment. The how is not clear. How our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang, we beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo! Yeah. Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us. Inside the beat of us, our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate. A world harrowed by the beat. Beat, beating, being of black heart drums. Heart beat. Heart beat. Heart beat. At this place. At this place. Beat. Heart beat. Beat. We beating place in new world space. Beating, being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal. Be what we were before we became what we are. Be Bambula dance, be Banza music, and sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget. Even when we can't remember the specifics, we must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate, whip out of us.
Whoa.
But no matter. No matter how much of us they prohibit. No matter how much of us they prohibit. Deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning. A sun day. A feel. A feel. Without shade, but dark. Dark with the people black of us in various shades. Eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat. Be. Beat. Be. Congo Square. Congo Square. B. 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 Remember. Remember.
Ashe, we are now in a day of action, in a time and season of actively being a part of, whether it is religious, political, in terms of education, in terms of economy. The world has gotten smaller. Our technology has gotten figuratively larger, if you will, as our toys and appliances get smaller, but the gravity and the reach of our technology continues to increase. So we live in a day of taking right knowledge directly into demonstration, directly into action, directly into activity. And those of us who are vibrating and functioning within that dimensional space are operating from that premise, from that standpoint, from that philosophy. I no longer have time for my own stuff, let alone for other folks' stuff. There's too much work to be done. And myself and my community, Voodoo Queen, Kalinda Laveau, and many others, we're committed to voodoo. 100%, both locally here in New Orleans, but also on an international scale. We understand now that the divide and conquer is a tool and a philosophy of the past. It is burning itself out. It is fueling itself out. It is killing itself out now in various demonstrations around the world, often through religion, often through politics, through various vehicles. But the work still needs to be done, still is being done, and those of us who are committed to the doing of the work have already heard the voice of spirit, have already seen the future, already know what lies ahead. And I, for one, am committed to the battle, but also committed to the work and the continued support and foundation that is voodoo. Result-oriented voodoo, practical voodoo, voodoo that makes sense, voodoo that works for us, long beyond faith, long beyond just tradition, long beyond just belief, but actual practice that works in our chaotic, off-balance, modern society. There are many energies, many spirits among us that only seek disruption, that only seek imbalance, that only seek to weaken individual as well as collective consciousness. So it is imperative that we, as aggressively, as committedly, take a much more serious about what we say we believe in. This is not a fashion. This is not a trending subject. It's not for your entertainment. And I realize that there are many who sort of voyeuristically enjoy what I post, what I share. Not only here on Blog Talk Radio, but on the various other social networks where I post. But I must make it clear to you that's not why I do it. It's not for your entertainment. It is a mode of communication between me and spirit and those others among us who are connected truly to spirit and who understand their need for connectedness to spirit. Spirit will endure all things. I will be forward with more Hoodoo, New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes on tomorrow, Tuesday, May 20th, 2014, provided we don't get called in to a movie set on the last moment. But remember that all is truly and indeed a blessing, and challenge your commitment today. Get serious about your commitment to what you say you believe today. And if this isn't your thing, commit to what your thing is. But know that this is my thing, and this is our thing. Voodoo is here, here to stay. The first world religion, it will probably be the last world religion. And I, for one, am one of its most faithful and committed soldiers. All is truly and indeed a blessing. I, Bobo.
Get what's mine. Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving consciously through. So someday I'll find
Forevermore.
Gabby the shield on my right hand. Marcus watch over me, protect us from our enemies, and all the skies and far sea. Gabby the shield on my right hand.